3, 2, 1. Hello, Magic 100 listeners, and Forsyth Cable viewers, you've tuned in to the Reporter on the Air. Don, Richard, and myself have gathered around the old round table.
We ought to come up with a name for Mac. You remember the one with Mac?
Trying to escape.
Seven. Remember that with you? What? The three? The what? Now?
The terrific three.
I like terrific three.
The thrashing three.
Screened out by Apollo.
Yeah, he wants to say something. Like, do you want to say something?
Why did you name him Apollo?
That is the name that the Foster family gave to him.
Okay.
You know what his name before that was?
Dog.
Fred.
Did you get him on the day of the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing?
It was right. Yes, right near it.
Okay. Well, good morning, y'all out there. We're here, and we're here to discuss a lot of things because this week's paper had a lot of things. I tell you what, man. That football game was a nail biter, wasn't it?
What a ball game. One of the best, gosh, Richard, most exciting games we've seen, and that we came on top since been a couple of years. I mean, we had no close games last year that we won.
Mm-mm. Best ones is that Upson Lee game where we had the interception on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
On the goal line.
That was what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
Was that the field goal?
No, it was the one they were driving. They converted like 2 4-downs and got down to like the 5-yard line. Antoine Davis picked off.
That's right. Saved us.
That was when JT broke Justin Elder's passing record against him.
Was that 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
And then I think about the one against Blessed Trinity when they missed the field goal. That was incredible. Playoffs.
That's probably still the greatest game that we've had since I've been here. Anyway.
The current kicker at Army, I think. I guess he's still there. Missed that, shanked that, 20-something yard field goal. It was exciting. Richard, now we've had two looks at this year's edition of the Bulldogs.
So we've had two wins so far.
No, we lost the first one.
That's right.
Yeah. So are you more confident after
In earlier shows, he was a little optimistic or pessimistic about what this
I was one or the did. Other. Yeah, I think it was pessimistic.
Pessimistic after the Gainesville loss. A lot of people were.
Yeah.
So, but now you've changed your mind?
No.
Have you changed your mind, Will?
I think our region's pretty weak, so we could take advantage of that this year. This is definitely the worst version of the Bulldogs in probably 6 or 7 years, though.
Wow.
Probably since Nelson's first team, I would say.
Wow.
Now, they could get better. That's the thing. This is a pretty young team, so by the end of the year, that may not be true. But right now, they were very lucky to win that game Friday night.
And Rico Harden is a special player. He's certainly, you'd have to say he's the team leader, at least in stats.
Productive player, yeah.
You had a very exciting paper this week.
Well, where we want to veer to next, Don?
Well, down in Bolingbroke, I have to say something about Vicki Smith. She is a very, and I say this in a positive tone, a concerned citizen. She's concerned about Monroe County, and I am so glad that she's on this bicentennial committee.
We had our first meeting. We can talk about that down the road.
I think we need to talk about it in private. My phone's been ringing off the hook. Yours?
No.
Well, okay. Anyway, but we're all getting in the planning stages. It's going to be 2021.
Very excited.
I was here for the sesquicentennial, and wow. You know, this is the bicentennial.
50 years you've been in this county, is that right?
It's nice we're having weather today, ain't it?
No, it's 48 years. Well,
48 years. I've seen a lot.
Yep, and it's a big birthday, and I've got something to show you after the show, Don. Related to that, I think you're gonna like. Richard's seen it, and I think you're gonna like it.
I'm not gonna like it.
You are. You're gonna like it. It's very, very good.
Hey, by the way, they said that they were going to reprint this thing that came out that I had in the Monroe County Reporter on the Susquehanna.
Neat. Wouldn't that be cool?
Wasn't that mentioned? I thought I saw something
about
it.
Mentioned it. Well, Ralph, people wanted to keep them, and Ralph said, no, these are my only documents left. Yeah. So he had to hold on to them. But, yeah, it's going to be a big birthday. And if you've got plans, you want to get involved, they welcome, the commission would welcome your input, how we can make the birthday special. And Don, I think we decided at the first meeting that we want to make it big, but we don't want to go overboard because it was exhausting looking at
the
list.
No kidding. Whew. I got tired.
People had 48 million ideas, and you just can't do everything.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do everything.
No, you can't do that. People. Well, You going to talk about the front page?
Yeah, let's dive right in, Richard. We have, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had a tragic fire up on Strickland Loop. And when the fire, we had two people, an elderly couple passed away, and we had a story about their great love for each other when it happened a couple weeks ago. But now we've learned there's a little bit of bubbling concern about the fire department's response, yes. Don. And we have learned that the county commissioners, a couple of county commissioners, the county manager, and some of the witnesses, some of the firefighters that were on hand, are having meetings to discuss that response.
Or are they?
Or are they? Denial ain't just a river in Egypt.
Let's go back to my favorite expression. Out, brief count of life, but a walking shadow. A poor player instructed the friends of desire upon the stage and is heard no more. It is a tale told by idiots, signifying nothing.
Is he comment on our story?
I think you might be.
No, I'm commenting on
the meetings. Meetings.
Huh?
The secret meetings.
The secret meetings that didn't happen. Denial is not just a river in Egypt. And well, Richard, what did we find out? What was the basic discussion? What are those concerns about the fire department's response?
It was a 14-minute gap, as you have in your subhead here, between the time that the fire department, which I think came 5 minutes after the initial call, they responded to the scene and arrived. And it was 14 minutes later before the two, at that point, deceased persons were removed from the home. Now, we don't know whether they were deceased prior to that, whether they could have been saved. You know, we don't really know, but that's story. The county wants to have a an external investigation from someone outside the county to look into it and try to figure out.
You got in trouble about that, didn't you, Bub? Didn't you get in trouble about that?
We looked into it, we were told the company that was floated as a potential company.
I love that.
Word is that they have said, we called them to confirm that they were indeed looked into fire departments and done reviews, and they apparently got a hold of the county and said, we ain't part of your witch hunt.
I'm not surprised, you know, at all by this.
I think we're getting some, the commissioners are upset. Some of the commissioners are upset with us.
Why?
For reporting the facts.
They don't like facts.
Some of the commissioners are on a fact-free diet.
No. Yeah, let me tell you what you want. What they want.
Is that like Atkins?
I'll tell you what they want. They want you to adhere to what they are saying, so not what
do they want us to promote the greatness of the response, or do they want us to sweep this under the rug about the response?
And I think that there was, as you mentioned in your story, you quoted the fire chief Matt Perry and extensively to give his view, and I think there was definitely some heroism and some very excellent rescue efforts, but there is still the concern that that this is a
question is mostly, was it too slow? It's not really were the guys wanting to save the people, I don't think. I think the question is how quickly they got in. 14 minutes seems like a little bit of a long time. The 5 minutes to get there is probably pretty quick,
right,
with a fire truck or with fire vehicles. But 14 minutes at the scene, maybe they could have done something a little bit different. I don't know. But we reported that they need to find out. That's the whole purpose of this, is to figure out what happened and whether it was done right. And we have commissioners who don't even want to do that.
Let's be clear. We didn't initiate these meetings with the county manager.
We weren't privy to them.
We didn't demand to be in the meetings. We didn't demand there be investigation.
But they may have demanded that those people in the meetings not come to the newspaper about it. That may have happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway. But, you know, I sort of switching gears a little bit, is that, you know, our community's response to Dorian's impact on Florida and Georgia, you know, I was talking to an EMS guy just the other day, and he was talking about how great Forsyth and Monroe County come together in disasters like this. And, you know, I remember when we had the snow, and I can't remember when that snow was, but how we all came together as a community to survive the blizzard, you know. And we did that.
That wasn't recent. That wasn't recent.
No.
Of 1972. We're going back to the bicentennial deal here.
That's right.
But anyway, it's good to see the community coming together. And I'm sure that on this fire rescue thing, there's going to be two sides to it.
At least.
Our commission chairman was asking me why I wasn't there when he was packing bags the other day for all those out-of-towners. And I wanted to say because a hurricane never actually came to our community.
Well, I went by. I represented the report.
Oh, thank you.
He didn't mention that.
Hey, what did you observe? I'm persona non grata as far as he's concerned.
What did you observe?
I helped open up bags, and it was a real...
Well, when a hurricane comes, I'll be glad to say what the community's doing.
It wasn't nearly like Irma, you know. I guess the hotels were full maybe one day, maybe not.
Well,
they were full first with Florida people. Then they went back home, and they said some George Savannah people started coming up here, too. So
but was, the motels were not full like they were in Irma.
Yeah. Well, Don, actually, you might be the one who had the most damage from Hurricane Dorian. You want to tell our listeners what
That's
happened?
That's not true, because we've had two trees block the road inexplicably in broad daylight for no reason.
But just I was the one that was in danger and didn't even know it was happening.
I know, you were in danger inside your own home.
You know what? I'll tell you a funny story about that. I was back there watching the news, and all of a sudden, Rose just started barking like crazy.
Good Rose wasn't underneath.
And Rose, and then Tug jumped in and started barking. I said, well, there's somebody, because they bark if somebody comes down the driveway. Yeah. Went out there and they were barking at the tree.
protecting you from the tree.
I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, your tree limb fell down. Did the whole tree come down or just part of the tree?
The tree limb was that big.
Okay.
It cracked from the top. It could have been. Y'all could be writing my obituary.
Well, we're glad we're not. And
it was.
And you still got your shade tree there, so.
Yeah, we got most of it.
And plenty of firewood for the winter.
Oh my gosh, the guy that helps me keep my yard up, he came up yesterday afternoon after he works with the school system. I tell you what, that guy is magic with a chainsaw.
Got it done.
He got it done, but now I got to haul all the trash.
Gotcha. Wow. Don, the Monroe County business community continues to grow, and we now have a new hardware store out on Highway 18.
Yes, sir.
Griffin Hardware had their grand opening, and our reporter Diane Gladwell has all the details on page 2 this week.
I met Mr. Griffin, by the way. I met the founder of it.
Yeah, they're a terrific addition.
His wife, Ms. Griffin, was head of the Cordial Chain. What county is that?
Chris County.
Was president, chairman of the not only the Chamber of Commerce, but also their development authority.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Well, it's exciting that they are turning that. If you haven't been into the old Dodge Builder Supply, you need to go check them out. It is full and thriving and everything you need right there.
What size nail you need?
Yeah, 7 3/8.
So that's right.
Check them out. And, you know, she says one of the biggest crowds she's ever seen at a ribbon cutting. So that's good. That shows the support of this community. Did you get a hamburger?
Don's pondering.
I'm pondering.
I hear the wheels turning.
I'm going to tell you something. I think it was split 50-50.
They had Griffin
employees from everywhere.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was a good turnout from Monroe Countyans, too. But I would say it's 50-50.
So, yeah. MP fans and Griffin fans?
Yeah. Very interesting. The Chamber of Commerce has this eggs and issue breakfast, and this past week the featured presenters was Monroe County School System, and I learned a couple of things. Believe it or not,
what did you learn?
I learned that we had an 88% graduation rate.
Strong.
Yes, but. This is what they used to, and they don't do it anymore. I guess everybody gets a graduation certificate instead of those that they used to give certificates of attendance.
You went to school.
To school. You know, and you get to a certain age. You said, hey, when you're 24 years old, you got to get out of school. So they say we'll graduate you, not 24 years old. But anyway, I thought it was really interesting. But I thought an 88, in y'all's opinion, is 88 a good respectful? Yeah,
for Middle Georgia, for sure.
It's up, some, okay. It's up from what it was.
Well, they gave some really good insight. And again, the school system is expanding, and they brought out some of the things they're going to be doing. And I thought it was just really, really interesting.
You know, this kindergarten class, I know because my son's in kindergarten, and it's one of the biggest classes they've ever had. They had to hire two new kindergarten teachers after the year started to fill all the classrooms. Right. So that shows you the growth in the young families.
How long did your kids stay in kindergarten?
Well, it took about 3 years to master the ABCs. Was really hard for him. We're more of a math science family.
I figured he'd been in school now for 2 weeks. He's probably in the fifth grade.
I wanted to mention... in my column this week, we're going to talk about growth and industry, and the lady from Five Below came to speak to the Kiwanis Club Tuesday. Leah Gatliff.
Is she the PR person?
No, she's the human resources person.
And
she said, "What has been amazing is," she said, "the only advertising I've had to do to hire people is in the Monroe County Reporter." She said that this community talks, spreads with the word, and we had 3,000 applications.
3,000?
For 170 positions.
170?
But here's the good news, because it's Christmas. It's Christmas coming. Did you know that, Don? Have you been to the stores and seen any pumpkins? The pumpkins are out. But
well, we can't, but until this week, because Five Below's opening on Bass Road.
That's
this
right.
Week,
so.
That's a big store down there too.
Yeah.
Now you can see, if you want to go to Bass Road, you can see what their story
in
that.
They need to have an outlet store in Forsyth.
Well, I asked her that.
And?
I said, y'all going to, and she said, no, we don't sell, like, they have merchandise that gets spoiled, opened, whatever. And I said, what do y'all do with that? And she said, we give it to, toys for Chris Tots and charities, any churches that won't need things, they give that away. So they don't sell it. So you can't, like, buy the cheap stuff. Because it's already so cheap. It's only less than $5, Five Below.
I know.
So
is everything now, in a store Five Below?
Well, that was one of the questions that was asked.
It's just like Dollar General. Every time you go to new Dollar General, they advertise $1, $1, $1, and you go and ask $1.99.
Well, she said that because of, you know, somebody asked about the tariffs, the Chinese tariffs, because they get a lot of their products are made in China. Mm-hmm. And she said it has affected them somewhat. She said, you know, we used to have a hard $5 and below deal, and now she said, you'll see stuff in our store now for $5.50, $5.75. Yeah, maybe Six Below. Maybe the rebrand is Six Below.
That's good. I think it would be great if this is their, quote, headquarters, and they ought to put a store in downtown.
I'd love it. Here's a heartwarming thing she said. They have thing. Have you ever heard that these distribution warehouses have what's called a yard dog?
No.
You ever?
What's a yard dog?
Apparently, it's a piece of equipment that picks up the equipment and picks up the merchandise, the cargo. And she said ours went down once recently. And she said, here we were with 170 employees. We're going to have to send them all home, and they wouldn't get paid because our yard dog was down. She said we called Gresco, which is right next door, and Gresco said we'll send ours right over.
Wow!
And this shows how Monroe County has a small town values where we help each other and get the job done.
Let me tell you something I think is indicative of what's fixing to come to Monroe County. You've got two new concrete plants.
Yeah, that one in the industrial part looks nice.
And there's one over here, over yonder.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows where you're talking about.
Right.
College Street.
Yeah, but there's two. Now, let me ask you a question. Would those two companies invest in Monroe County if they didn't think Monroe County was a good investment? Did they look in their crystal ball?
We hope they did their market analysis.
All right, it's called crystal ball.
Listen, people can say whatever people say. If people say, "I love to give," I love God and I love to give. Examine their checkbook. That's what tells you what people really believe.
Right.
And if people are investing money in Monroe County, that tells you what they really believe.
Look at Volume Chevrolet. Look at the thing that's going over here on 83.
They're putting their money in what
they
believe
in. Investing in Monroe County.
And that is good news.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about it and asking for it, and it's finally coming. And I wrote in my column this week, I pointed out, okay, Leah Gatliff, she's got a good job, HR job there with Five Below. Where did she work before? She's lived at High Falls Lake for some time.
Is that right?
Where did she work before Five Below? Cobb at County.
Three Below.
She worked her way up.
She worked her way up, man.
No, she worked in Cobb County. She commuted 3 hours every day, and she says that it is simply a dream come true to be able to live and work in the same town. She said, that's 3 more hours I get to spend with my family and my children.
Fantastic.
And so my point in my column was, you hear every now and then, Don, if you get quiet and you ask somebody one-on-one, I don't want this town to change. I don't like all this growth. It ain't like it used to be.
I hear it every day.
Well, listen.
Every day. I don't like all the changes. This growth ain't good.
I want it to be the way it used to be.
Yeah, but hey, Jose, it ain't.
And I think that's a good thing. And Leah Gatlis' family appreciates seeing their mama more. So next time you say you're against growth, guess what? You're against family and you're against community. Because if people are too busy driving 4 hours every day to a job, they ain't in the community and they're not with their family.
That's right. Well, that brings up a very interesting subject, Mr.
Good segue, Mr. Don.
You're talking about people living in Monroe County. We've got 2 county employees that are in high muckety-muck positions, and they don't live in Monroe County.
Ooh, you stepped on a toe. Can't you say anything positive about our county government? Look how hard they work.
Yes, it is.
Look how wonderful they are.
I am. They are the most entertaining group of people that I have ever seen. That's very positive. If you want some entertainment.
The days of our lives.
If you want some entertainment value, Richard and I, every once in a while, we look at each other and we have to bite our lips to keep from laughing. No, I think it's great what's happening in Monroe County. But as you said, I've said this so many times, it's great when you can take advantage of growth. But when growth takes advantage of you, you got a problem. And I think Monroe County is in that situation right now. Is hey, it's great we got growth coming in, but that growth is creating some problems that our county and city government's going to have to handle.
It's steady, but it's not overwhelming right now.
But it can get so overwhelming in a great big hurry. Did you ask her, by the way, the lady with $2.50 and more, did you ask her where most of those employees lived, where they came from?
She said that 40% live in Monroe County.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So.
That's good. But, you know, the only thing you got to see is get on the interstate one morning, about 7 o'clock, 7:15, and head toward Macon. It's called the Monroe County Parkway.
The Stampede.
Monroe County Parkway. All these cars go. All right.
It's like a race.
Do the same thing in reverse.
Head, 5 o'clock.
Head north. Head north in the morning and count the Monroe County cars.
Who's coming back? Well,
no, not coming. You're heading out of Monroe County again.
Well, you know, we're about to get a new distribution warehouse right next door. What was it called? Legacy or something?
Refrigerated warehouse. Oh, yes.
It's going to be cold. So in July, I'm going to go do an assignment down there.
I think y'all too. I think y'all send Richard down there.
So it's going to be 5 below and 45 degrees below.
What is have they fully announced that this thing's coming yet?
Oh, yeah.
When are they going to start digging dirt?
Well, they bought the property. Let's say that. The Development Authority is still negotiating a deal. We might have more on that. They meet this Tuesday, so we may have more details.
It's going to be where?
Right next to 5 below.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're going to call it 2.5 below.
Well, it's going to be 40 below in the refrigerator.
40 below. Okay, 40.
Meat Locker.
Yeah, Meat Locker.
Meat Locker, Inc. Hey. You mentioned Vicki Smith and her Bolingbroke column. And this week she features one of my favorite guys, old Bo, down at Mossy Corner. And Don, you have a mature yard now, so you don't have to do this, but we just bought a house a couple months ago. And if you were wondering, if you want to do something with this fall, cooler weather, if it ever gets here, and you want to do something with your yard, Bo, he's 80-something years old, he will come to your house.
Will he mow my yard? Will he rake my leaves?
No, he will tell you. You'll say, Bo, what should I put here? He'll say, I would put a Laura Padalum right there and put you a hydrangea there, you know, based on the shade.
You know, he's trying to impress us with these words.
Laura Padalum.
He has no idea what one even looks like. You know, he probably picked poison ivy and say, look at the ivy that I brought.
Poisonous ivyus is really good. Really
well,
good.
Well, that's great. He just seems like he's a really super
nice. What was the headline I was thinking of, too? You actually put it.
He is he's a delight to talk to. He loves plants. He used to have a nursery in Culloden, Don. You may remember.
That's right. I remember that.
Back in the day. And I didn't know his last name. I didn't know his last name was Shrigley.
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, Shrigley. Kind of like Shrigley's gum. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of.
Y'all, my apologies.
Okay. Will
is in one of these areas where it's hard for the dude and I to bring him back. But we're trying.
Okay. We have let's go back to football. We mentioned the Mary Persons Bulldogs. They have their second home game this Friday night, and it'll be
past Friday night.
In the past tense, and I'm gonna go right here on the record and say they beat Morrow on Friday night.
42-20 maybe?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Richard has the score nailed already as before the game is played. He said 42-20. So, hey, you folks know something we don't. You know the outcome of that game, and you know what the score was, and you know if he wins.
I can tell you what the score is going to be before the game starts.
You always say that. I
can tell you exactly what the score is.
I don't think you can do that.
Let's bet right now. Let's bet right now.
Okay, you can. I agree. You can say the score before the game starts.
I can tell you where it's going. It's going to be 0-0.
Yes.
Hey, man, I couldn't get a sucker bet on that one.
No, I wasn't born yesterday, but I was close to it. So, Richard, and then this coming Friday, we hit the road to Atlanta.
I've got to love it.
Leave it or love. Hey, we can do that headline again.
Is Love It up in College Park? Is that where that is?
It's Woodward. Love It's near Buckhead. Paces Ferry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's going to be a fun road trip.
Yeah. Y'all going to spend the night?
We're going to Buckhead.
Yeah. We're going.
Hey, if you go to Buckhead.
Ray Lewis is going out with us on the town.
You need to take a couple of guns, a knife, and a bazooka.
Other than that, I don't know what else could be fun about a Friday afternoon in Atlanta.
I've got a cousin that lives in Buckhead, and they just say they don't
go anywhere.
They don't go out on the weekends in Buckhead.
Not worth it. If you can't,
we'll be at Buckhead Saloon as soon as the game's over.
That's right.
Yeah,
we may need it. But anyway, Love It should be an interesting game. You got any previews of that one, Richard? You had a chance to look into Love It yet?
I think they're 1-1. They won in overtime, I believe it was, against Westminster. It's a pretty good team. And then they got beat 49-0 by Marist.
Got shellacked.
We know about Marist. We can't beat them.
Yeah,
either,
we can't say anything. Well, that'll be an interesting game.
All right. Now, you said that I've got to do something.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, because we got about 2 minutes
left. Speaking of football,
Richard. You got a story here. The headline says, report, suspects trips, pees in patrol car. Is that a new one? You've been covering cops for 7-8 years. Have you ever had a...
I didn't see that story. I didn't got that.
Well, it's yellow.
It's the first time I can remember this.
Yellow. This is yellow journalism. I think Greg Tapley has a point. This is just yellow journalism.
That's right.
Muckrakers. I don't think they've ever stripped in the car before. Like, they've stripped before they got in the car. I don't remember them. I never remember them putting on the officer's patrol jacket either. That was a new one.
He
left a light on the seat. She took off her clothes and put on his.
And then she peed on the floor. On the.
God, that was the drug part of it.
Geez. Well, do you think now, next time somebody gets arrested, gets put in there, they're going to go, what is that smell? But I guess a deputy had to go by there.
With the spending spree that our county is undergoing right now, they're going to just buy a new...
New upholstery.
I bet the jailers take care of that.
That's a good idea. Like, get the trustees to go scrub that urine.
That's probably what
I think that's what they should do.
Yeah.
We had a story last week about a teacher and coach at Mary Persons that was suspended for using the N-word, and we... I think you were trying to tell our listeners one thing, and it may have come out of something else. Don, what...
No, I don't use the N-word. I don't even remember what I said, but you got a phone call about... I have never used the N-word. I have never used an insinuation of the N-word. But if you want to interpret it that way, then you've got a brain of your own, so do it.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying, because I didn't. I was sure that's not what you meant. What you meant was the teacher happened to be black, and that's all that we were saying. So
anyway. Boy, if we need another 30 minutes.
But we're out of time, folks. Thanks for joining us on The Reporter on the Air. I'm Will. He's Richard. He's Don. And this is Apollo. Apollo, you have any final comments?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring Tug.
Oh, that would be great. We would have two guests. So thanks for joining us on Magic 100 and Forsyth Cable. Have a good week.